Chapter 1. The Broken Heart Brigade.
In basements, garages, and living rooms all across the United States, something exciting is happening. Driven by an intense passion for music, teenagers are pounding away at drum kits and belting out power chords on electric guitars. As these young musicians discover their own unique sound, they're creating the music of tomorrow. A great example of this is the Broken Heart Brigade. This band is together almost every day, playing music, working on new songs, and trying to improve. They have fun exploring new sounds while perfecting old ones. The lyrics they write represent the voices of their generation. Here, in this rural town of Diamond, Ohio, located 50 miles southeast of Cleveland, they dream big. Like thousands of other bands across the country, they have their sights set on hitting the big time. On this chilly fall afternoon, the band is downstairs in the basement, getting ready to rehearse. While Brandy adjusts the hi-hats on her red, five-piece pearl drum set, Ozzy and Zach tune their guitars. Meanwhile, Isaac carefully ties his red and black checkered bandana, which he sometimes wears when he performs, and often when the band practices. As they start playing, Ozzy steps up to the mic. His powerful voice is clear and distinct. It's obvious that he has been influenced by many other bands, including My Chemical Romance. When fans hear the first line from their classic song, Welcome to the Black Parade, they recognize the unmistakable voice of Gerard Way. Being compared to someone as talented as Gerard Way makes Ozzy proud. After all, he's a huge fan of My Chemical Romance. If they heard Ozzy sing, they would probably become fans of his as well.
Ozzy.
I express my emotions through music, whether I'm feeling happy, sad, or even scared. I have an alter ego on stage. An alter ego is like there are two of you. One is the normal you, while the other represents a completely different side of your personality. Confused? Think of the movie The Dark Knight, which features millionaire Bruce Wayne and his alter ego Batman. In the case of 18-year-old Ozzy Thomas, the two sides of his personality are also very interesting. In his everyday life, he's a soft-spoken teenager who attends church, loves Star Wars and Tim Burton movies, and listens to music ranging from Elvis to 70s rock to Green Day. Yet he's the same guy who straps on a guitar, grabs a microphone, and rocks out as the charismatic lead singer of the Broken Heart Brigade. Before music came into Ozzy's life, it was all about sports. He has played basketball and baseball for as long as he can remember. A hard-throwing lefty, he would still be pitching today if he hadn't suffered a shoulder injury. At that point, his focus shifted to basketball. Ozzy has always been a talented athlete. At 6'2" with a sturdy frame, he's the starting center of the Southeast High Pirates. Of course, his schedule is busier than most athletes. Besides attending basketball practice, working out in the weight room, and playing league games, he also spends a lot of time practicing with his band. According to Ozzy, the launching point of his music career was a rainy Saturday afternoon in 2004, when he was 14 years old. His dad decided to take the family shopping at Guitar Center. When Mr. Thomas was a kid, he and his brother played music together. Now it was time for that tradition to be passed on to Ozzy and his younger brother, Isaac. By the time the family returned home, Ozzy had a beautiful new acoustic guitar. He's been playing it ever since. As usual, the Broken Heart Brigade has gotten practice underway with several covers. A cover is when a band or singer performs a song that was originally recorded by a different musician. An hour later, they're still at it, having mixed in a couple of instrumental solos and a lot of messing around. Band practice is different from sports practice, where a coach barks out instructions and makes sure it's all business. Here, the mood is relaxed and light, even downright goofy at times. At the moment, Ozzy, Brandy, and Isaac are laughing as Zach describes every gory detail of the hernia surgery he recently had. He has everyone cracking up, especially when he reaches into his guitar case for a large brown envelope. Check out these pics my surgeon gave me after the operation. No thanks, Isaac says, feigning disgust. Dude, you're the only person in the world who would carry around pictures of the blood and guts inside his body. Without missing a beat, Zach grins and walks over to Brandy, photos in hand. Trying to keep a straight face, she holds up her hand like a police officer stopping traffic. Don't even think about it, Zach. It's funny, and all four of them are laughing. But what Isaac said is true. What's also true is that Zach is a unique teenager who is interested in things that many of his friends wouldn't even understand.